Do you see how clearly he has demonstrated the immense benefit of this ignorance and the significant loss of this wisdom? The latter nullified the cross, but the former declared the power of God. The latter, besides their failure to discover any of the things they most needed, also made them boast about themselves. The former, besides their acceptance of the truth, also led them to take pride in God. Again, wisdom would have persuaded many to suspect that the doctrine was of man. This clearly showed it to be divine and to have descended from heaven. Now, when proof is provided by eloquent words, often the worst can overcome the best, having more skill in words, and lies surpass the truth. But in this case, it's not so. For neither does the spirit enter into an unclean soul, nor, once it has entered, can it ever be suppressed, even if all possible clever rhetoric is against it. For the proof by actions and signs is far more noticeable than that by words.